This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration closed a long-standing investigation into Tesla's autopilot driver assistance system after reviewing hundreds of crashes. I'm Imran Sheikh, and listener, let me be your autopilot driver assistance system for your Daily Crunch for Saturday, starting with three big headlines. Shein, the ultra-fast fashion e-commerce giant, will be subject to an additional layer of governance rules targeted at very large online platforms under the European Union's Digital Services Act, the Commission announced Friday. Shein had reported passing an average of 45 million monthly users in the region, which is the threshold for the EU to designate platforms under the DSA. The designation is important as it means the Singapore-headquartered marketplace will soon have to comply with the strictest level of online governance, requiring it to take steps to identify and mitigate systemic risks, such as related to the sale of counterfeit or illegal goods or other types of content which could pose harms to consumers' well-being. Other DSA obligations for platforms include a requirement to publish an ads library, as well as providing access to platform data to external researchers studying systemic risk. While fashion was Shein's initial product focus, the e-commerce giant has been rapidly expanding its inventory into a far broader marketplace. Google is testing a new speaking practice feature in Search that helps users improve their conversational English skills. The company told TechCrunch that the feature is available to English learners in Argentina, Colombia, India, Indonesia, Mexico, and Venezuela who have joined Search Labs, its program for users to experiment with early-stage Google search experiences. The company says the goal of the experiment is to help improve a user's English skills by getting them to take part in interactive language learning exercises powered by AI to help them use new words in everyday scenarios. Speaking practice builds on a feature that Google launched last October that is designed to help English learners improve their skills. While the feature launched last year allows English learners to practice speaking sentences in context and receive feedback on grammar and clarity, speaking practice adds in the dimension of back-and-forth conversational practice. The idea behind the feature is to help English language learners hold a conversation in English while also understanding how to properly use different words. As long as the feature doesn't have an angry owl staring at me the whole time, I think this will be very useful. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration closed a long-standing investigation into Tesla's autopilot driver assistance system after reviewing hundreds of crashes involving its misuse, including 13 that were fatal and many more involving serious injuries. At the same time, NHTSA is opening a new investigation to evaluate whether the autopilot recall fix that Tesla implemented in December is effective enough. NHTSA's Office of Defects Investigation said in documents released Friday that it completed an extensive body of work which turned up evidence that Tesla's weak driver engagement system was not appropriate for autopilot's permissive operating capabilities. The closing of the initial probe, which began in 2021, marks an end of one of the most visible efforts by the government to scrutinize Tesla's autopilot software. Tesla is still feeling the pressure of multiple other inquiries, though. And producer Dennis is a party in the front and a party in the back this weekend, so I'll handle your startup news. Global Founders Capital, the Berlin-based early-stage VC firm with close ties to the German startup factory Rocket Internet, is going to become the venture arm of Rocket Internet. The VC previously raised two $1 billion funds, and just a few years ago, its name appeared in dozens of deals per year. But then things quieted down. Now we know why. Going forward, it'll exclusively invest from Rocket Internet's balance sheet. Last year, Financial Times reported that Global Founders Capital was in the middle of a big strategic shift. A couple of weeks ago, the VC firm reached out to TechCrunch to confirm the pivot and discuss the reasons behind the shift. And xAI, Elon Musk's 10-month-old competitor to the AI phenom OpenAI, is raising $6 billion on a pre-money valuation of $18 billion, according to one trusted source close to the deal. The deal, which would give investors one quarter of the company, is expected to close in the next few weeks unless the terms of the deal change. The deal terms have changed once already. As of last weekend, Jared Berchall, who heads Musk's family office, was telling prospective investors that xAI was raising $3 billion at a $15 billion pre-money valuation. Given the number of investors clamoring to get into the deal, those numbers were quickly adjusted. And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Natasha Lomas, Sean O'Kane, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here next week, and until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.